This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Best guesses are that American teenagers and or their parents spend something like $30 billion a year on clothing. Turns out, though, that the way they're spending those billions is changing. Big brands used to be able to dictate a certain image of teen cool, and then the kids bought into that. Now those kids are moving away from brands and away from the malls, Kate Davidson reports.
19-year-old Alex Corbo doesn't really care about brands, but she loves clothes. Every morning she wakes up in her dorm at American University and starts scrolling through fashion blogs.
While I'm drying my hair or something, I'll go through like a Pinterest or look at Instagram or something just to get some inspiration for the day.
Corbo uses Pinterest the way I'd use a cooking site like Epicurious. She enters an ingredient.
Like today I'm wearing a red leather skirt. So if I wanted to think of something to pair that with, look, I already have it typed in. Burgundy leather skirt, red leather skirt.
And tons of outfits pop up, all featuring a red leather skirt. The boho look Corbo mimics is truly adorbs. Floppy tan cardigan, black knee highs. These days, teens are mixing and matching. They're increasingly focused on individual items, not brands. And they're promoting their individual looks on social media. Corbo goes to Instagram and searches OOTD, Outfit of the Day.
It'll come up with, 17 million posts with that hashtag.
17 million selfies, give or take, where people often list the pieces they're wearing. Selfies aren't Corbo's thing, but 17 million.
The big change in brand building today is word of eye. Everyone has a phone, but that phone is also a camera.
Alan Adamson is managing director of Landor Associates. He helps companies develop brand stories. He says social media now makes it impossible to project those stories in a controlled, top-down manner. What's more,
everyone on Facebook and Twitter are becoming more conscious of managing their individual brands. What they project on Facebook is they are branding themselves.
So what happens to the actual brands? Stephanie Wissink analyzes teen retail for Piper Jaffray. She says in 2006, the three big teen retailers, Abercrombie, American Eagle, and Aeropostale, those three A's represented 35% of teen spending on fashion.
They now represent 12%. The brands that have captured that 20 percentage points difference have actually been made up of about 25 different brands.
Add in the growth of online sales and cheap, fast fashion, and that's rough going for the three A's, which occupy a lot of space in malls. Wissink says she used to visit high schools and see teens dressed alike, brand logos displayed. Now the brand dilution is obvious.
We'll see women that are wearing $9.99 H&M skinny jeans and a T-shirt from Forever 21 that was $4.99, and then they're carrying a Louis Vuitton handbag.
For Alex Corbo, shopping by piece, not brand, isn't just about style. She's on a college budget with an internship and a part-time job.
I don't have the funds to go into Urban Outfitters and just walk around the section pulling stuff off hangers if I think I like it.
She says she has to shop with a mission, one that's been honed by social media. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.